Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Thursday morning. The Mets continue to win out west. They have officially won the season series against the Dodgers with another game today, but it's great to see them play well against a team that eliminated them from the playoffs last year and went on to win the World Series. The Yankees also continue to win at the top of their division, so all of that is good as we hurl towards summer. The Knicks coaching search is going to continue. I really thought that Rick Pitino yesterday on with BT and Sal as I was driving to meet you yesterday, Boomer, was just spectacular in the stuff that he said about this Knicks coaching search. And one of the things that really stood out to me is because he's a Knicks fan. He grew up a Knicks fan, Rick Pitino. And Rick said that the pressure that is going to be on the next Knicks head coach will be the greatest in the history of the organization since he's been alive as a Knicks fan. And the more I thought about it, I said he's absolutely right. Whoever gets this job is going to have to get them to the NBA Finals, is going to be expected to win a championship. And that's why you think, are they really going to hand the keys over to someone who's never coached before as a head coach? Pitino didn't think so. We see as the names continue to fly around. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, G. And I agree with exactly what Rick Pitino said. You know, for 57 years, I've been sitting around as a Knicks fan. And we talked about this yesterday morning when we came in and we had our initial reaction to the firing of Tom Thibodeau, that this was going to be a job where, you know, now all of a sudden you are expected to take the team to the next level, whoever you are. And I don't, you know, that's great. That's the privilege of having this job with a good team and have it with good players. So there's nothing surprising to me about what Rick said. Like I said, I'm in total agreement with him. You know, the interesting thing, had they brought back Tom Thibodeau and let's say halfway through the season they had a losing record or they were middling and people weren't happy, you could have made a change right then and there. And you probably could have changed the fortunes of your season if that would have been the case. By doing it this way, you're basically saying to whoever's coming in next, you know, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals is not good enough. Winning the championship is what is expected. And I also appreciate that from ownership. I appreciate that from Leon Rose. There's no question why you spend this kind of money. You should have these kind of expectations. But man, oh man, oh man, the guy they bring in here, it's going to be, like I was saying yesterday, could you imagine that first press conference?
Oh my goodness. And they don't do a lot of press conferences over there at the Garden, but they're going to have to. They're going to have to with the coach. So the media is going to be all over. It's going to have to be someone who can handle it. And I don't know much about
Johnny Bryant's personality. I know that he is thought highly of, but, you know, someone who has not been in that situation. We also, you know, we think about a guy, and that's what Pitino said, you're going to put a guy in charge who's never called a timeout, you know, who's never had to make that substitution at the end of the game, who's never had, you know, you think about those things that happen in game, but there's also all the things that happen, you know, away from the court that you have to deal with, and dealing with the media here and all the pressure is another thing. So I don't want to minimize the candidacy of Johnny Bryant because I haven't met the guy and I don't know how he can handle those things. But I mean, it's a major factor experience. And you brought up the Jet job yesterday and how we were screaming for experience with that particular job at this point in their franchise. The Jets didn't go in that direction. Now, will the Knicks go with the experienced guy? And who is it going to be as the, you know, the candidates continue to dwindle down a little bit? You know, you hear names like Jason Kidd because he worked so well with Jalen Brunson. But why would Jason Kidd now leave Dallas when Cooper Flagg is going to be there because they got the number one overall pick? That's something that he probably isn't going to do. And why would the Mavericks want him to go anywhere? Spoelstra's not going to go from Miami up to the Knicks. So the experienced coach that's available, Jay Wright, Seth Davis said there's a better chance that Seth Davis coaches in the NBA than Jay Wright. So who is the guy that comes in here and does it that's got experience?
Well, it's got to be somebody, even though they said, people have said, they covered the team, that it's unlikely is Mike Malone. Mm. I mean, that guy is, you know, right out of the Pitino, Thibodeau, Jay Wright, you know, cloth. You know, they're all from the same kind of, you know, backgrounds and the same kind of, they see basketball probably very similar to one another. And really what this comes down to, and even looking at some of the reactions from the Knicks players when they found out that Tibbs was getting fired, you could see that there's a genuine disappointment on the part of the players.
And they probably feel guilty about it a little bit, saying we didn't get the job done and it cost Tom his job. And I do think that most of the players, I think all the players really respected him and liked him. And the only reason why we don't bring up Malone is because you've got guys who cover the team that are flat out saying that he's not going to be the coach now. You know, maybe something changes, but apparently there's at least someone who's got, you know, major influence in that organization who doesn't like Mike Malone and doesn't want him to be the Knicks head coach.
Well, who do you think that is?
Well, I mean, it could be World Wide West. It could be Leon Rose. It could be James Dolan. It could be, you know, Rick Brunson. It could be, you know, it could be any number of guys.
That's the other part of it, too, because is somebody coming here to inherit this coaching staff?
Yeah.
Or is his coaching staff going to get splintered and a guy going to be able to bring in his people that he trusts? I mean, this is a really weird situation because, like, Johnny Bryant could come in here tomorrow and know everybody and be a part of everybody, and I think everybody would be happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, I would think getting off, you know, on a good foot, if you will, and being supported by the people that are still here, I think that would probably be a good thing.
Yeah.
But if you bring in somebody from another organization that has really no ties to anybody on this coaching staff, and they're going to tell you that you have to accept the coaching staff,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stinks too.
Yeah. No, it absolutely does.
I mean, and you got to know that you're going to have some people that are going to be above you that are going to have Leon Rose's ear, who will then in turn have Jim Dolan's ear, and you got to be able to create a culture of trust. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And I think, again, I go back to the Jets. I think that's exactly what Muji and Aaron Glenn are trying to do. They're trying to create a culture of trust over there, believe it or not, where there aren't leaks, there aren't all these, you know, off base comments, or they're not texting with radio talk show hosts, things of that nature.
Yeah,
and you know, the Knicks have been that way since Leon Rose has gotten here, which has been good. And that's why guys who cover the team are having a hard time coming up with, you know, who they are predicting to be the next head coach, because I think the whole thing is on lockdown, which, again, I do appreciate it, especially from the Jets standpoint.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, they needed it more than anybody, and really the way that they're going to get attention and positive attention is going to come from what they do on the field and nothing that happens in the offseason, because they won the offseason a couple years ago, and then everything fell apart. But, you know, we had a caller yesterday bring up this name. I heard Sal bring up this name out of nostalgia. But then I heard Brian Windhorst bring up the name, and he's not a guy who's just going to throw out a name without it being at least somewhat legitimate. And that was Jeff Van Gundy. And I was shocked to hear that a NBA insider like Windhorst would actually say that Van Gundy was a legitimate candidate. And the reason why is this. I loved Jeff Van Gundy's tenure. Every time I see him and when he was calling games, I absolutely loved him and thought about all the great memories, and we all know it from the 90s. But like, this is a completely different regime, completely different people that don't have ties. Like, yes, they welcome in the old Knicks, and yes, there's a relationship there. But Leon Rose isn't hearkening back to the days of Van Gundy and Ewing, and he's not thinking about that.
No, he's 11 coaches ago.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Really? 11 coaches ago. And, you know, he had a 590 winning record.
He was the last winning head coach that they had.
Yeah, 96 to 2001.
Well, Mike Woodson had a winning record. Yeah.
A little bit, because he wasn't here that long.
Yeah.
But, so he's 11 coaches again. You remember, he was around for 2001 and left after that because of everything that was going on. I mean, like, there was, I don't know. Again,
24 years later, Van Gundy back in the door.
Again, you know, if you and I were talking about the Jets bringing in John Gruden or Bill Belichick or anybody like that, why wouldn't we believe that the Knicks should get an at least interview with Jeff Van Gundy? But I don't know what, you know, is he living in Houston now? And
No, he was with the Clippers. He actually got back on the bench as an assistant who was running the defense for the Clippers this past year.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even realize that. Yeah. So at least he's back in, and he's got his foot into the coaching world again in terms of understanding what the league has become. The league is completely different than what it was back in 2001. I know he covered the league, and a lot of times in this league, guys will go right from the, you know, TV booth or radio booth and go right into coaching.
Yeah. Now, listen, I think that Van Gundy is a fun idea. It's 24 years that he's been the Knicks head coach. I mean, that's a long time. But what's interesting about it is when I brought up yesterday, if Tom Thibodeau is the most defensive-minded coach in basketball, couldn't get his best players to play great defense, meaning Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, then who would do it? Well, Jeff Van Gundy was in charge of the defense for the Clippers, who had one of the best defenses in basketball. So he might be the guy to answer that question. I just find it hard to believe that this regime that has built something on their own is going to dip back into the past. That's the reason why I can't believe that it's a realistic option.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me just because of the length of time he has been out of here and because of the new people that are here and have been here and have kind of really, I mean, really, really entrenched themselves within this organization. Mm. And William Wesley's one of those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he is entrenched. He is not going anywhere. He is like an embedded tick right now. And his influence, I believe, is very significant. Very significant.
Okay.
And I it's going to have to be somebody that is going to get along with him. So, and I'm assuming that they're going to keep this coaching staff. Again, I don't know. Is that a hindrance as to who you are hiring? And what are the agents saying? Like, if you were representing, say, Johnny Bryant, or you're representing Taylor Jenkins or one of these guys, what would you say to the Knicks about your guy coming in to take over and the people that he wants to work with?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll take this job if he's allowed to hire his staff. I mean, you want to tell me that I have to deal with Rick Brunson? Okay, I'll deal with Rick Brunson because Jalen Brunson's so important, but I'm not just taking your guys because you want me to. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's setting a precedent there that you've got no power from day one, that you've got no influence. If the organization is telling you who your assistant coaches are, I mean, you're coming in there with your tail between your legs before you even coach a game.
Yeah, I never like that kind of thing unless it's somebody that is familiar with the way things are run here. I mean, that's the one thing I will say about the Rangers hiring Mike Sullivan. They went back to a guy who was here as an assistant coach and knows all the pieces, knows all the people, knows the Dolan family, you know, had success somewhere else, you know, so, and had success when he was here and was liked when he was here by the players that he was coaching.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that makes a lot of sense. That was like when he became available from the Pittsburgh Penguins standpoint, it was a no-brainer to go get him.
Oh, wow. Boomer weaved hockey into this conversation.
By the way, a hell of a game last night, Eddie, between the Oilers and the Panthers that went into overtime.
Indeed, I was awake when it happened.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Oh, what a game. What a game. That's going to be some series, man.
The, you know, if you want to look at the odds, like the lines on this.
Do we got Polymarket? Then Polymarket have odds, or are you looking at FanDuel odds?
Good call on that. No, this was the FanDuel odds.
It's the FanDuel odds. Okay, now I saw some of those yesterday.
Yeah, these are the ones from yesterday. I haven't gotten updated ones, but this one still has Mike Malone as the favorite. I just, I mean, I know why it makes sense. That's the first thing we were saying when things were going a little haywire in the Pistons series was, hey, if the Knicks lose this series, Mike Malone's going to be the next head coach of the Knicks. But it's, everybody has just squashed that. But let me see Polymarket. Polymarket's all over this stuff, right? Do you think that they have, you know, the last time we talked about Polymarket is when someone won big cash because they bet on Sydney Sweeney calling off her engagement before like June or something.
Yeah, I wonder if Polymarket, I would think under sports that they would definitely have something like this just because of the interest in it.
Yeah, I mean, I've got NBA champion. Let's see, sports category coming up right now. Yeah, I mean, but the problem is there's so much of this. All right, NBA, I can't find it right now. I'll keep looking
for
it.
Keep working on that.
But I mean, Michael Malone can't be the favorite. He just can't be, according to everybody that's around the team. I mean, something went on there in Denver that is making him toxic. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is the fact that someone with his resume getting fired when he got fired, and then...
But that team picked it up after he got fired.
I know.
And they almost, you know, they took, what, OKC to seven games.
Yeah. No, I mean, yes, they did. And so, I mean, maybe that doesn't help his case.
I think this is all going to be, it's going to be, it's human interaction. It's getting to know each other, if it's him or... If it's Johnny Bryant, who does know everybody, and I think everybody would feel safe around him, meaning that their jobs would stay in place because he gets along with everybody. But then again, I don't know why Johnny Bryant left in the first place.
For a lateral move. I mean, that's the thing that's really interesting. I mean, it was all, did he leave because he was frustrated? Because Tibbs wasn't listening to him? Did he leave because he thought under Tibbs it was going to be hard for him to get a head coaching job because Tibbs is viewed as the person in charge and his assistants are just assistants and he felt like he had to get on a different staff where he was more visible? I don't know, but it is an interesting one. I mean, it's like a coordinator in football, an offensive coordinator leaving for another offensive coordinator job and the team that had him allowing him to do that, which generally doesn't happen.
No, that's exactly right. So I don't know. Who knows what happened here? I don't know if he wanted to go to just a different organization just to kind of get a different feel from a different coach. And, you know, they did have a great season out there in Cleveland. There's no question about that. I'm assuming he and Kenny Atkinson must be somewhat close. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I don't think he's gonna go work for somebody he doesn't know and like. By the way, Polymarket has nothing on the Knicks head coach. They have NBA champion. They got Giannis Antetokounmpo's next team, and they have Kevin Durant's next
team.
They got
Giannis going to the Nets. The Nets,
7% for Giannis going to the Nets, 26% to the Rockets, 14% not traded. And the Knicks are not even, I mean, they're on the list, but they don't even have a percentage next to them. They're an option if you'd like to buy that future on Polymarket, but nobody has yet. So, interesting. But I think one reason why Polymarket doesn't have this up is the thing you were just talking about the fact that they've got it all on lockdown and no one has any idea what the hell is going on. right? So they don't want to put themselves out there at any sort of risk where some long shot could come in and then they end up losing a ton of money or whatever it is, like these sports books tend to do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Late night baseball that was worth the wait if you were someone that stayed up. I did not, but was happy to hear Marco Belletti tell me about it at 4 a.m. and then come in and watch the highlights this morning. And you got a game today. We could actually stay up and watch. So that's great. Jerry Recco is here with that and plenty more. What's up, Jerry?
All right. So we can start there because the game did start at 10 o'clock last night. And it was the Mets taking the first two of the first three of this four game series. And it was your guy, Pete Alonso, bombs away out in Los Angeles.
First pitch to Pete. Swing and a shot in the air toward deep right center field. Páez on the run. He looks up, and it's gone! Pete Alonso, two-run home run, top of the first, taking Tony Gonsolin deep to right center. 3-0 Mets.
And it was early in this game. Keith Radd, Mets Odyssey Radio. Alonso then just hit a monster home run later in the game. He drove in five. Mets beat the Dodgers 6-1. You also had Juan Soto walking three times with an RBI ground out and a run scored. Griffin Canning was outstanding last night. First, here was Alonso on SNY. Just another solid game for us.
It's just all about collecting as many wins as possible before the end. So, ideally, we win tomorrow. That'd be great, and really get us our momentum carried on through the rest of the month.
CBS Sports Network just showed the second home run that he hit in the eighth inning. That was just a moonshot. Here was Carlos Mendoza on it.
That second homer from Pete, man, not easy to go all the way there. You know, pretty impressive again. Two good shots, the two-run homer in the first inning to kind of set the tone, and then, you know, adding on late in the game to kind of put the game away there. It was good to
53
see.
53 RBIs on the season.
You know what,
now
good for him, because, you know, he's obviously playing on a one-year deal, and this is like his prove-it deal.
Oh,
to me, I don't know what he'll get out of this just because of his age, but, man, I'll tell you, where would they be without him?
Yeah, I mean, especially with the Soto struggles early on. But, you know, it was really the offense got going when Lindor went up the leadoff and he started hitting. And now Pete had a little bit of a lull, but he is back. Yeah. Putting together a tremendous offensive season.
And how about this Griffin Canning? He is...
This is the most surprising thing
I know
that has gone on, I think, in the last 2 years. Because there's been a couple of guys that go in the pitching lab that came out great. I mean, Severino and Manaea, who had decent histories. Like, they had down years, but they had good years. Griffin Canning, and I heard you mention on the warm-up show, he was statistically the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball last year.
The worst starting pitcher.
Starting pitcher.
Yes.
And he and somehow David Stearns and Jeremy Hefner and whoever else see something in him. They bring him here, and he has been absolutely spectacular.
Six scoreless innings last night.
And he had, what, his last start wasn't very good.
No.
But for him to bounce back, because I thought maybe like he's turning it back into a pumpkin, but he... to bounce back and do this against the Dodgers in his next start.
But they also had Paul Blackburn throw and throw well.
Right, yeah, in his first start, yeah. I mean, just incredible.
Pretty good. Here he was. How come it's working?
Tonight, in particular, my slider a lot. One of those at-bats that Paul has grounded out to short feels like that at-bat stood out where I kind of got some good feel for my slider.
And also the at-bats with Ohtani. Struck him out on a nice inside changeup. And so the Mets now 16 games over 500 with the win. They now have taken 4 of 6 from the Dodgers this season. They can go for the series win this afternoon, 4:10 p.m. on Mets Odyssey Radio. David Peterson facing someone named Landon Knack.
Okay.
So yeah, they're dealing with a lot of injuries.
I know they
in
are.
Their pitching staff.
So very much so.
They're going to be different at the end of the year. They're still a really good team.
No, of course.
Yeah. And they're going to be a much better team come September.
No doubt. The Met lead now on the Phillies is 1.5 as the Phils lost to the Blue Jays 2-1.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a deep drive. Right center field. Rojas at the warning track. It's off the fence and the Blue Jays win.
With the game winner, that's Al's guy, the chubby the chubby offensive player. So, yeah, so he wins it for the Blue Jays.
You like those pudgy guys, don't you, Al?
Oh, yeah, I love a thick baseball player.
That sounds funny when you say it that way, but he certainly does provide that for you. So, good win for the Blue Jays. As for the Yankees, don't have a ton of sound from them. They got shut out by the Guardians 4-0. Cleveland early offense.
Pitch from Schmidt, swing on a drive deep to right. Judge turns, looks, it's gone.
Hey, now.
Angel Martinez, a two-run shot right out of the box. It's 2-0 Cleveland.
And then you had guys like Schneeman and Manzardo tacking on. Daniel Schneeman added an RBI double in the first.
I think they run ads on the overnight? Schneeman and Manzardo?
They might.
Personal injury attorneys?
They could be. It'd be a good law firm. 4-0 was the final. Here was Clark Schmidt. Trouble in that first inning for sure before he settled in a bit.
I felt like they had a good approach, especially in the first. I think the name of the outing was, you know, first AB walking Kwan and then got ambushed.
On that 3-2 pitch, and that everything went sideways from there. Schmidt allowed the 3 runs over 5 2/3. Luis Ortiz, 5 2/3. Shutout innings for the win. And so you will have a series finale. Tonight you've got another great name. Max Fried taking on Slade Ciccone.
Oh, Slade Ciccone.
Slade Ciccone, yes. That'll be on the fan tonight with first pitch at 7:05. All right, let's get to some other stuff. Yeah, some of it's mean.
Oh, boy.
I'm not even sure I want to play it, but it is what it is. So we've got a lot going on reaction-wise with the Knicks, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And from everywhere. Someone's got an opinion on something. So I'm going to start with Gilbert Arenas on Gil's Arena.
I saw this.
He's going after Karl Anthony Towns here, as some have, for sure. But this was kind of mean-spirited, I thought.
After all on Cat himself. It's him. It's his physical makeup. Long legs, short torso, big-ass feet. There's nothing he can do. He's built like a whole f***ing bitch. He's built like a female. Am I saying something wrong? Look, he's built like a girl. No. He has girl hips. He's like a full WNBA player.
Where is this coming from?
I mean, Gilbert
I saw a guy. I know that sometimes he hangs out on the perimeter and watches. But I also saw a guy fight through muggings to get to the rim. Monster putback dunks. Seems like
Listen, Gilbert Arenas, he's a wild human being.
I know.
Who says a lot of crazy things. And I think that Carl Anthony Towns, I mean, for me, he's the most frustrating player I've seen because he could be that good, and it doesn't always turn out that way. But, I mean, to call him a whole-ass bitch.
No, did he call him a Whole Foods? Did he say Whole
Foods?
No. I thought he said Whole Foods.
I heard whole, he's a whole-ass bitch.
Rough.
I mean, people got on me for saying loser when I was talking about him on the court. I mean, imagine if I had called him a whole ass bitch.
No.
I mean, Gilbert Arenas went for it, man.
Yeah,
listen, as much as criticism I've given Carl Anthony Towns, that is insane.
I thought so, too.
I mean, going after his body type and saying that he should be in the WNBA?
I mean, this is right up Carl Banks' alley now, man.
Yeah, all right, Carl. Where are you now? Mr. Carl Anthony Towns criticism police.
Oof.
Cole came into headquarters. Go and get him.
So, yeah. Wow. So, you had that. Then
holy God.
Then you had the lots of reaction to Tibbs getting fired, like from Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle.
What happened yesterday, and when I first saw it, it came over one of the, you know, I thought it was one of those fake AI things, you know, that it's no way possible.
Oh, it's possible, all right. And then, of course, on this radio station, you've got people that were annoyed by this deal. We had the BT and Sal instant reaction that was put out on social media. And, you know, Sal taking it back, and Brandon was like, yeah, good, that's fine, we need better. Sal yesterday took it up a notch, not happy with this decision because of the stability that this guy has provided.
When the endless guys that they hired, endless, for 20 years, 25 years, since Jeff Van Gundy walked out the building, guy after guy comes in, great coach, great resume, historic guy, Phil Jackson, Larry Brown, Mike Woodson, Fizdale, first-time guys, Derek Fisher, Jeff Hornacek, all these guys. And they were awful!
And this is the point he's trying to make, that Tibbs had this franchise stable finally.
It starts with having sustained success. That's what Thibodeau built. Now they're getting away from it for the singular reason, in their words, to win a championship. You better hire somebody who is a no doubt about it bona fide championship head coach.
All right, so that's all close to home. That's good. He's criticizing the Knicks for what the Knicks have done.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago, he went after Tyrese Halliburton. He said that New York made you and built you, basically. Sure. And without New York, you wouldn't be the player you are. Dan Dockage in Indianapolis.
Oh.
Got wind of this.
Yeah, Dan Dockage is a guy who's not short on strong opinions.
Yeah, true.
Not sure if you think this is a strong opinion or not, as he was coming out of break.
You know, it's interesting. A New York douchebag, that's, you know. There's also things called LIDS, Long Island douchebag. I'm a big fan of New York. I am. I like going there. I enjoy being around there. But a guy named Sal Licata is some media douchebag in New York. And, you know, like most media douchebags in New York, he's got a big mouth, never played a sport.
So he goes after himself.
Oh, my God. And then here he says he likes New York, but here he comes after us, talking about how Halliburton did quite well. And he did play the Sal clip in between.
Seemed like Halliburton, I don't know, went in there and kicked everybody's ass. I mean, seemed like. Went into that dump of a city, went into that dump of a arena, and kicked everybody's ass.
Oh. I'm telling you, man, we are the most hated fan base. I'm telling you.
I mean, we
have taken the mantle from the Eagles. I fully believe that.
I got to say, though, I think it's great because the irrelevancy of this organization for so long, nobody cared.
You're right.
I mean, now the fact that you got so many people hating on them because they had some success at hating on us as a fan base is tremendous. I think this is great.
Al wants to produce this guy's show now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you would. I don't know how much you know about him, but you would love that guy. Absolutely love him.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, so you have that.
And then, sure, listen, I'm not. Sal needs no defending here. I mean, we're laughing because this is sports talk back and forth. I'm sure if he wants to address it, he can. It's not. I'm not agreeing with Dan Dockich at all. We love Sal, and I'd love to hear him go back after him.
Sal used to be a Long Island douchebag. Now he's the New Jersey douchebag.
Now he's a NJDB.
Yeah.
He's not a lid anymore.
I actually think Sal found that funny, believe it or not.
I hope so. I mean, I never know with him. Sometimes
I made sure I had Hoffman let him, when I heard it, I'm like, he's got to hear this. So I told Hoffman to let him play the clips for him.
Oh, okay.
And Pete said he found it amusing. So.
Okay, good. Because there's times where, like, Sal says something that gets a major reaction and he's, like, upset about the major reaction. No. I'm like, man, like what are you, wasn't that what you were looking for?
I think the Halliburton video got some crazy response.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of
good
views. So, yeah, pretty good. So, yeah, so Tibbs fired. Speaking of being fired, I present to you Michelle Beadle. Mm. She was on Sirius XM. She reacted to unknowingly being replaced by Stephen A. Smith.
So the cat's out of the bag. I guess we're talking about it.
We weren't
supposed to, just as a heads up. We were only given a few hours notice, but we weren't told any details. We were promised that no details would be released.
And then they were released, and it was their time slot that he is taking over. So he'll be doing Stephen A. Smith 1-3, I guess it is.
When does he have the time to do that?
Why is he
doing that?
I have no idea.
I
don't know, because the podcast he does on YouTube is like 2 hours long, and I don't know if he does it daily, but he does it a lot. Plus the ESPN stuff nonstop, plus now the political stuff that he's doing. I mean, you would think this guy doesn't sleep.
They should hire him as the Nick coach.
Now, that would be something. And then I'll end it with a great hockey game last night. You had the Oilers down 3-1 to the Panthers in the second period. Mattias Ekholm ties the game with about 13 minutes or so to go in the third and then in overtime.
Nugent Hopkins on the left half boards under pressure. Turns and gives it up. Beautiful pass. McDavid in front. What time?
Radio with the call as they take game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, 4-3, the final, as it comes down to, as a lot of these do, the final shot. A great pass, too, by McDavid.
It was an even better pass by Corey Perry that gave it to McDavid to be able to give it to Draisaitl. And if you're the Panthers, you want to win, you got to stay out of the penalty box. That was a power play. Power play goal.
And up 3-1 in the second, you assume they'd win that game. They didn't, so Edmonds in the 1-0 series.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Who should the Knicks' next head coach be? Trying to figure out the right fit, the person with experience, or do they go with Johnny Bryan? It's hard to figure out right now, and the Knicks are going to be tight-lipped about it. Of course, 888-808-1019.
I will say this, man. It is intense out there. I mean, there are a lot of Tibbs supporters that, you know, can't believe that this happened, as we heard from different coaches, ex-players, what's going on with Carl Anthony Towns. The amount of people that have opinions about this. Now, we get paid to come here every morning and talk about these things. That's why we have our opinions. And, of course, we're Knicks fans. But I mean, the amount of TikTok stuff, the amount of social media and Instagram stuff is insane. I don't necessarily know that I've ever seen this type of intensity around a coach for any of these teams around here.
Yeah, I mean, at least in recent memory, I'm sure we could find an example, but this one, because of the resurgence, because it took the city by storm, because everything was positive, and then someone getting fired who was a building block, one of the main reasons why this organization became relevant again, is now out of a job as the Knicks head coach is wild. And I'll give you an example of everybody talking about it. It was funny. I had to valet a car yesterday, and I had the fan on in the car when I showed up to the place, and it was still on when the valet comes back, and the radio was playing, and he gets out of the car, and he looks at me, and he goes, "I still can't believe they fired his ass." And I was like, "I know." It was just funny because, I mean, it is on the tips of everybody's tongue because it's hard. It still is hard to believe. And now also the big names that are swirling around this. I mean, people are expecting some sort of crazy landmark hire. And I don't know if we're going to get that.
I don't know if we're going to get that either. Just simply because if that person is going to be able to say, I guess the money's going to be good. And still, you're going to have a good team. So I'm assuming that if you are the new head coach, you're going to have to be accepting of this coaching staff.
Yeah.
They haven't fired the coaching staff. Are they holding on to them so whoever the next guy is accepting of them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. I know not everything's created equal in the professional sports, but I'm trying to think, like, in the NFL, when a coach gets fired, all those assistant coaches know they're gone too, right?
Most of the time, yes. Most of the time, yes.
And there's so many of them. There's not as many in the NBA, but there's so many of them. Now, there may be a guy that sticks around who interviews with the next guy, and, hey, maybe you keep this guy around. He's a special teams coach. Like, special teams coaches, I think, maybe stay occasionally. But, I mean, this is... There hasn't been word one about this coaching staff. And, you know, by the way, like, there are big names, Rick Brunson, Maurice Cheeks. There are some people on this coaching staff that would be of interest to other organizations if they were available. And they're probably thinking to themselves, like, hell, do I have a job? Do I not have a job? Because I got to find my way onto another coaching staff if I don't. So what are we doing here? That's a weird part of it.
And I think one of the other reasons why this is so intense is because, you know, we've all been fired. We've all gone through it. Unfortunately, these coaches, these athletes, and a lot of people that do end up losing their jobs, it's out there in the public domain for people to comment on. And it's, for the Knicks, it always comes back to James Dolan, regardless of whether or not we believe it's his decision. They still have to go to him and say, you know, Mr. Dolan, We gave Tibbs last year at this time a $30 million extension because he did such a good job. So now we are here a year later. What is different? And, oh, by the way, we're getting rid of him and we're going to have to pay him $30 million to leave.
Yeah. I mean,
and we're going to have to replace him with somebody that we're going to have to pay somewhere between $7 and $10 million a year.
Yeah, and exactly, or maybe more, depending on who it is. Because Tibbs was making $10 million, and if they have to entice a big name to come here and take the job, maybe it has to be a massive salary.
Yeah, and a big name is, you know, like, let's just say it's the whole Pat Riley thing all over again. That big name's going to want to come in, and he's going to want to be able to say, "Hey, I want 5 years. I want to be able to bring in my people, because I don't want the people that are around me or around this garden to be around me."
Well, see, that's
not going to happen.
You know what worries me about that is that sounds exactly like the way things were going when the team wasn't winning. It was like, if you want a big name to come in here to clean this thing up, he's going to want to come in and just take this thing over, and he be the guy, and the buck stops here. Well, they shouldn't need that at this point in their development. You know, I mean, that's the thing.
But when you fire the head man,
yep,
who we all believe did a really good job, and I was extolling his virtues when it came to having a guy that just eats, sleeps, and drinks basketball, and he's not running the streets of New York City.
Mm.
You know, he is up in Tarrytown. He's in the tape room. He's preparing. He's trying to get the best out of his players. You know, the other thing too about him is that, you know, he's a real professional basketball coach, and you know that because people say that he was very stubborn in terms of his, you know, how he was going to play his players and how many players were going to play and how long they were going to play. I still think that he played all those players for so long because they were all relatively new to each other.
Yeah, true. This year in particular, but I mean, he had a history of doing that in years prior. I mean, is that the thing that they got sick of? I mean, did they get sick of the too many minutes thing? Did they really feel like Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns were shot towards the end of the season? Like, what was it? Was it some of the inbound stuff? I mean,
I saw somebody, I have no idea who she is, just absolutely ripping into Tibbs because of Derrick Rose's career.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a thing around Tibbs for a very long time, but nobody knows how it would have worked out. I mean, also, for God's sakes, he was like a 23-year-old point guard at the time.
And
like,
by the way, he brought Derrick Rose back to the Knicks.
I mean, and Derrick Rose loved him. Derrick Rose doesn't blame Tom Thibodeau for his injuries.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So there's all these third parties that are now just lighting fires where they can. You see what I'm saying?
Of course. I mean, because now this is the talk of this is way more interesting in the NBA world than the NBA finals that starts tonight. There's more people interested in how this shakes out, I think, even outside of here than the Pacers and the Thunder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.